Kelim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. The next Mishnah is also a Hagdama to all of Seder Tyrus. It's set up differently than the last four Mishnahs. The last four Mishnahs were telling us different types of Ovis HaTumah, Lefis Seder Chumrosam, of how they transmit Tumah. These are also things that are Metame, but they're all in the Adam. We're going to describe now Adam and the level of Tumah that he has, and how he transmits Tumah. So it's set up differently. And we'll see then that Lefi, how Tomei he is, that's how much he has to be Pirish from Mekoymes HaKadoshim and things that have to be, that he has to be Oisikin, Truma, Kodshim, he has to be Oisikin in the state of Tahara. Lefi Seder Tumosoi, Lefi Dargas Tumosoi, is Seder Prishosoi. Eser Tumois Pershos Min Odom. It's an interesting Lashon. There are 10 types of Tumah that are in the person himself, and they're not tumas that he was mekabel mi bachutz. They're 10 dargas of tuma, and they're 10 levels of where he is klape de tuma. The first darga is mechusik kippurim. Mechusik kippurim is a musik that we've discussed, and the musik is a person who's tohar in the regular seder tahara, l'moshel zov zov yeledes mitzayra. They've been oisik b'taharoson, but they still have to bring a korban that's mitahar them. So there's a level of tumor which is not tumor proper, but what it is a choiser level of tahar. It's a choiser hachono for being oisik in dvarim that atone tahar. So mechusik kippurim is osur b'kodesh umutur b'truma. He's not allowed to be oichel kachim, he's not allowed to be oisik kachim, he's not allowed to be oivid kachim. He's mutter b'truma, he's allowed to eat truma, that says if he's a kohen. Ubemeiser, he's allowed to eat meiser sheni, which also has to be eaten in the state of tahara. Maserishin of a levi is chulin. Meiser sheni of anybody who eats in Yerushalayim has to be eaten in the state of tahara. Mishnah continues, choza alio is tvul yoim. This is the next level of tumo. Mechusik kippurim is not tome at all. He's choiser, like we said, hachona lehegdish. A tful yoim is a certain level of tome. He was toivel. Let's say tome sheretz or tome hayoyetz migufi. He was toivel, but still that day. This exists a kosa that he's not fully yotza from the reishim of the tome sheolov until harav shemesh. So you see the way the Mishnah says chaz aliyah is what it sounds like is this person that we were speaking about before, the Mechusik Kippurim, he returns to a state of Tvul Yoyim, as if he had another event that made him Tomei. Really, it's a step before that. He was before his Harav Shemesh that made him Ois Tomei, where the only thing he's missing is completing, L'mashal Yeledes, is after 7 days for a Zohar, or 14 days after a Ledes Nekeva, is Toiveles. And she's tired, except if she's Mechusik Kippurim, she has to wait till the end of 40 days or the end of 80 days, Kimavu in the beginning of Parashat Tazria, to bring her Korban Yeledes. She's Mechusik Kippurim. When does she become a Tvul Yoyim? As soon as she's Tevelas 7 days or 14 days before Harav Shemesh. So that's a step before. The Mishnah list says afterwards, because it's a higher level, it's a more intense type of Toma. She's Osir Bakoidesh, she, he, is Osir Bakoidesh Ubitrumo. Maise sheni has to be eaten in the state of tahara, but the gzeis hakosov is that harashemish is be'etzem atoho. This is an important concept. The Rabbi Senu explained that's not pshat that tefillah b'mikveh takes off the tumah partially, and the rest of it goes off the tvul yom. No, the tefillah b'mikveh takes off the state of tumah. He's not a tumah anymore. What he is he's a person who was in a state of tumah. The fact that the person that day was in the state of Tumah itself is in association with Tumah. But it's not that he's Tomei Bechefza. So he's not Tomei, but he's in a state of affiliation with having been Tomei. So the Eidl Gzeis HaKosov over here is that Maisa Sheni can only be eaten in the state of Tahara, he is Tohar. Kodshim and Truma have to be eaten when a person is completely removed from a state of Tumah. Maybe the way to say it is that Maisa Sheni, the tumah that asks him from eating Maisa Sheni, is only the tumah chiyuvi. As soon as he's not positively Tomei anymore, then he can eat. Truman Kochim, it has to be more than just he's not Tomei. He has to be Tohor. A person who was Tameh that day retains that state. There's another point over here that's very important to make. And that is, the Mishnah only mentions the fact that he's Osir. There's also the fact, the Mefarshim say, it's a din all over Shas, that a Tvul Yoim, Mechusi Kippurim, is Pasul's Trumo Kachem B'magoy. And this is in the levels of Tumah, what we say is that a Tvul Yoim, Mechusi Kippurim, is like a Sheini L'Tumah. And we said a bunch of times that a Sheini L'Tumah is a concept that we don't have out of Kachem B'Trumah. There's no such thing as a Sheini L'Tumah. The Sheini L'Tumah is only on Oichlim, to be Mitame Truma Kachem, or rather to Pasul Truma Kachem. Pasul refers to a state where it's not anymore Roy Lakilo. Tomei is the Pshat, it can transmit others Bimagoi. Om Chusikipurim, Mitful Yoim, is Mitame in the sense that it could Pasul Truma Vakachem Bimagoi. Lamais, like everything else, this is not Svaris, it's all Gzeres HaKosuvs. So Mepharshim bring it to Sugi Aruka and Yavam Mustafai and Dalid. That one pasuk says, "V'lo yoicham en hakadoshim ki im rochatz b'sorei b'mayim." That a person who's tomei only needs ruchitzas b'sorei, only needs tefila b'mikveh. Then there's another pasuk that says in Parshas Yeledes, "V'chipor le'akohen v'tohero." That all that he needs in order to for her to be oisik b'kachim v'tohero is after the korban. And then there's another pasuk that says, "Ubo hashemesh v'tov v'achak v'yekom en hakadoshim." Then for achilas kachim one needs harav shemesh. So what are you going to have to say? So the Gemara is Miyashiv, Teres Kainim also, that there's three types of a Tomei. There's three types of Kodshim that we're talking about, Biyachas and Tumah. And there's three levels of Tumah, Biyachas to what's also. Here's Maisa Sheni, there's Tumah, and there's Kodshim. Umechusi Kippurim is the Choyser Kapora is a Choyser Hakona for Kodshim. That hakon is not necessary for truma. Truma only has to be that he's in the state of tahara. Harav shemesh completely removes him from the world of truma, and now he's completely tzchal on him b'shem tohor. So he's allowed to eat truma. Ma'aseh sheni, like we said, it's enough that he's not tomei. For that, the rechitzas b'sorei b'mayim is enough. That's the gedah advarim over here. Interesting nekuda is the Rav Tosfos Yom Tov mentioned four types of mechusi kippurim: mitzayir muchlid, zov. Zov Gedoylo, and Yeledes. Those are the four types of Mechus Kippurim. Tosfos Anshashem points out that there's a fifth. There's a Ger, there's a Sugim Krisus, according to Makhloik Tanoim, according to some Tanoim, a Ger that has to bring a Korban, until then he's also Bakilas Kachem. And the Shal is if that's a Geder Mechus Kippurim. Tosfos Anshashem brings from Shashan Ledovid that he's called a Mechus Kippurim. Others understand. There's not a Mechus Kippurim. There's something missing in his Gerus. It's the same way a Goy is allowed to bring a Korban, but he can't eat from Kachim. So a Ger is Pashal Mechus in his Yadus. But it's not a Mechus Kippurim. That's one point to make. The Nafkamina of that will be, if you look at it, the fact that he can't eat Kachim, not because he's a Mechus Kippurim, there's a major Nafkamina. One of the Dinim of Mechus Kippurim is that not only is he not allowed to be Oisik in Kachim, he's not allowed to come into the Azora. Does a ger shalahevi korbani have that din? Not clear. The Chet should be telling me that. There's a back and forth in Gedele Achreinim about that. There's another Mechusi Kippurim that they bring over here. There are Rishonim in Nozir Dafman Hey that hold that a Nozir Tomei, a Nozir who unwittingly became Tomei, Bimei Nizirusoi, has to be Metair, and then he has to bring Korbonis, and after he brings Korbonis of a Nozir Tomei, he has to restart his Nizirus. There are those that Taina, Rashi and Soita seems that way, that he has a din that is Osir Bekotchim until he brings Korbonis Nizirus Tameh. Bekotchim should also be Mechusi Kippurim. So maybe that's a din mitzad Nizirus, Tafen Vizim. There's another din over here which is a very Yisoidistic Nekuda, and that is a Mechusi Kippurim, the Rambam holds in Perek Yud Ches of Psuli HaMekdoshim, that a Mechusi Kippurim Sho'ochal Koidish. Even though the Mishnah says that he's not allowed to be Oisik in Kachim, he doesn't have a din of a Tomei, he's Loikev and Echayv Koros. Very major chiluk. The Ravid says, what says? If he has a din, he's not allowed to be Oisik in Kachim, he's a din of a Tomei, he's Echayv Koros. Sounds like there's a fundamental machlokes how to define Mechus Kippurim. We just define Mechus Kippurim not as a Tomei, not even be Mikzas, he's missing a Chono for Kachim. We said that very deliberately to explain the Shittas Rambam. Lamaisa, there's another nafkamina which the Chor should play itself out also. If he's not tameh at all, he's missing a hachana lekodshim. What about a mechusik kippurim that's nichnas lemigdash? The Rambam holds in Per Gimel Mibias Migdosh that Mechusi Kippurim Shenichnas is not like it. He's only B'makas Ma'adus Midirabonon. And the Ravid says, Vosestis, Chayiv Koros. So the Ravid clearly Lishitosi that holds that Mechusi Kippurim is Tomei, and the Rambam holds, no, he's not Tomei, he's missing Epes Hashem Hachon L'Kedusha. Now the Rikorkis asks right away on the Rambam, tell me he's not Tomei, okay, it's not B'Koros. But why is a mechusik kippurim she'ochal kodesh loike, and like Abi Bias Migdash that is also is only makas mardus? So Biskirov in Hilchus Paradum explains b'shem Reb Chaim that Bias Migdash the din is he's not allowed to be mitame dazor, he's not tame. So there is nothing at all. Achilas kodesh is totally in a psula guf. He's missing achon la kodesh, he's posel. Same way if he's oivid also the avoid is posel. Because there's missing a hachono that he's royal lekodesh. That's the Biskirov Zagdara. It fits very much with what we just said. And of course, the third piece of whether he's called Tomei or not is by a Tomei Sheshimesh Bamigdosh. The Rambam says in Perek Dal Bias Migdosh that a Mechusik Kippurim She'ovad, even though his avoid is possible, but he's not Chayv Misa. He's not a mamish like a Tomei. The Rabbi argues, says he's Chayv Misa because the Rambam Rabbi Lishitosei. There's a mechudish de geshita, the Orachayim. The Mishnah is tired, bring the Orachayim HaKodesh. In Pashas Emma says a phenomenal chidish. And he says, he learns it up in the Torah's Kainim, that the din that a mechusi kippurim is also to eat kochim, is only kochim and echolim lekehanim. It's a chelik of avoidas hakehanim that he's possible for. But kochim shen echolim li Yisroel, his mutter, he has a din like a tvol yoyim. Sorry, what he says is that Mechus Kippurim and a Tvul Yoim are Mutter Dum Yid Maisa. Or Chayim HaKadosh the Pella, because the Sugya in Pesachim by Richus, that Mechus Kippurim is not like a Kippurim Pesach. So that needs a Mitzvah Gedol Liyashu. Now, along the same lines, the Rambam Pekuches Psulim HaKadoshim says that a Tvul Yoim, that Tvul Yoim which we said is more, Tvul Yoim is also Betruma, not only like a Mechus Kippurim, is only also by Kodesh. A tful yoim that eats kachim is loike v'ene chayiv koros. The rabbit argues. The rabbit says chayiv koros. Of course, the same idea. The rabbit holds that's called he's a tomei. The Rambam saying he's an affiliate of tumah, but not that he's tomei, like we explained. Okay, we continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says chazal is balkeri. Lechor, that's before tful yoim. So again, we're working our way backwards. The higher level of tumah is where he's still in a state of tumah. He's not in a state of being a Mekor L'Tumah. Balkeri, we've explained, is not a Cheftza of Tumah. He became Tomei from the Shichva Zer Sheyotze Migufoy. So that's why he's level 3. He's also Bekotchim Truma Maisa Sheni. Chazali is Boel Nida. A Boel Nida is Kenida in the sense that he's called Gufoy Tomei Mamish, which he has a dinner with Tamei Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, like we learned in the earlier Mishnah. A Boel Nida is not Mamish Gufay Nida. The Chiddush is that he becomes Kegufay of the Nivellas, who's a Nida, so he has the din of Tumah Shavas Yomah. And he also has the din of Tachton Ke'elyon. Chozalioi Zov, Shero Shtei Riois. The higher level is a Zov that's Mamish Atumah Yoitzimi Gufay. If he's Roye Shtei Riois, he's Mitame Mishkav Umoyshov. He does have the din of Mishkav Umoyshov Tumas Medris. V'tzorach bias mayim chayim. This is a thing that we didn't speak about before. Is that only a zov that's roya shtei ri'iyois ba'oisei yoyim has a din of a zov. A zov who had a ri'i, even though zoiv and shichvazer is two different things, physically, one is normal functioning and one is a choyli ba'oisei mokoyim, but l'maisei, a zov does have a din, b'ri'i rishoyne, he has a din only that he becomes tomei in contact with the Zoyev. It's only mitamehim like a balkeri. He doesn't become gufay tomei like a Zov mamish. And really, he doesn't have the choymer of tzorach bias mayim chayim. Shtei ri'iyos does have the din that he needs a mayon. However, he's part of a korban. The next madreg is rosh sholosh chayiv b'korban. Then he has to bring the korban of a Zov. Chos aliyos mitzorim muzgor. If he's a mitzorim muzgor,
Mitzorah Muzgo refers in Parshas Tazria, somebody comes to a Kohen with a Negat Zaras, and the simin is such that he's not Tomei Legami right away. The Kohen puts him in a state of waiting, a state of Hezger, Shivas Yomim, to see the simonim if they develop further. The simonim over there, Lamoshal, the Sehalovon, the spreading of the boy of the white of the tzaras. So when he's in that interim state, since he's nechshash, the kohen has to declare him a tummy. A person can come and he has nervin. He comes to kohen. The kohen says, "Nah, all you have is acne. You need to go to a pharmacy and get some cream. That's nothing." The kohen says there is a nega there, but it's not a nega muchletes. So he's in the state of muzgir. He is a tummy, but he's a lesser tummy. We haven't spoken this out before. There the halacha is that he does have the din that he's metame bibio. He's locked up in a house, and anybody who goes into the house with him is tomei, the din of Moshove that we had earlier. Upotim and apriya, he doesn't have the din of avelus, where he has to go sit michutz lamachne, and he doesn't have to grow his hair, that's priya. Prima is he doesn't have to rise kriya, the way Mitzayra has to. Uminateglachas, he doesn't have the din that he has to go through the cutting off all his hair, shaving off all his hair, and Uminat Ziporim, and bringing the Karbonis that I mentioned in Pashas Matzriya, the two, in Pashas Mitzriya, the two Oifos that he has to bring. All that is only by Mitzriya Mukhletes, and not by a Mitzriya Muzger. Vimhoya Mukhlet, if he's a Tzriya Mukhletes, Chai Bekulon, he has all those dinim. Perash Mimenu Eivir She'ena Lo Bosa Karoi. This is talking about a person, Rachman son, who had something, he had an amputation, and he had something cut off that's an Eiver that doesn't have Basa Karoi, which we'll have to explain what is Basa Karoi, to be called a full Eiver. So the Eiver, if it's a full Eiver, and by the way, the Gemara speaks out in many places that the Tzur of an Eiver, it's Mishnayis and Oilus, and an Idias, that the fullness of an Eiver is only when it has Gidim, Bosor Gidim Vatsomis. It has to have the full tzura of an Eiver. So then it has the din of Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai does have a din of somewhat of a dead body, but it's not mamish a dead body. This is the halacha that we had before, where there are things that are both from a dead body that are Tomei Shivas Yomim, but it does not have the din of mamish a meis that's metame ba'oil. So when it doesn't have on it Bosor Karoi, which the Mishnah at this point doesn't explain, it's mitama b'mago b'maso. However, it's ain't mitama b'oil. V'im, however, if the eiver yeshel of bosa karoi mitama b'mago b'maso oil, then it has a din mamish of a dead body. Shir bosa karoi kide lahalus aruko. It has enough bosa on it that if it would be mechubal leguf aruka is like we say in the brach of refoenu. It means refua. So what it means is lahalas aruka means that it could then become part again of the guf. It could heal and become back part of this. So the mimel, it still has a connection to the guf enough. It's called a dead body. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im yesh b'mokim echod, if the bosa on the etzem has enough in one place, kidei lahakifoy b'chut shel erev, it has enough bosa going around that, like, there's one piece of bosor that it would be like a string around, a string that's used for weaving. Erev means the Erev and Shesi are the two, the crisscross strings that go in a weaving loom. So it's kind of like a string of bosor going around. That's enough that goes around. He says that's the physical shear. The Tanakama doesn't explain what it is. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the shear. So then that would be enough already to be considered a full Eiver. If it has on it enough Bosor, see, even though it's not the Roiv of the body, but it's considered a dead body. An Eiver Menachai has a din of a dead body. So if you count, there are 10 Madregas over here of Odom, or the last piece is a Chelik of the Gufa Odom, and how much Nemetame. That's the Tzura of this Mishnah.